Taiwan steps up in Indo-Pacific Defense Pact. Commentary. In a move likely to provoke Beijing, Taiwan has taken on an advisory role in the newly established U.S.-led defense initiative, the Partnership for Indo-Pacific Industrial Resilience. The 23rd annual UDIST, Taiwan Defense Industry Conference, which was held in Philadelphia in September, focused on strengthening UDIST, Taiwan defense cooperation, addressing Taiwan's national security needs, and improving the defense procurement process. During the event, Jedediah Royal, the U.S. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs, announced the launch of the Piper. This U.S.-led multilateral initiative, involving at least 12 allies from the Indo-Pacific and Europe, including Taiwan, aims to tackle weapons supply chain constraints, enhance defense industry cooperation, and bolster regional security. A key priority of Piper is countering the Chinese regime's expanding military power and influence in the region. During the conference, Royal underscored the importance of collaboration with key allies like Taiwan, Japan, and India. He highlighted examples such as joint missile production and the co-production of fighter jet engines. Simultaneously, a U.S. trade mission comprising 20 companies was in Taiwan, exploring opportunities in unmanned aerial systems to support Taiwan's efforts to strengthen its indigenous manufacturing capabilities. Piper's formation underscores the growing urgency for the United States and its allies to address critical weaknesses in their defense industrial bases. A recent report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies warns that a conflict in the Taiwan Strait could see the United States exhaust its stockpiles of precision-guided munitions within weeks. U.S. vulnerability is further compounded by China's accelerated pace of acquiring high-end weapons, which is occurring at a rate 5 to 6 times faster than the United States. Piper emphasizes strengthening multinational cooperation and integrating defense industrial bases. A central component of this initiative is the establishment of regional sustainment hubs, which are designed to alleviate the logistical difficulties of resupplying forces across the vast Indo-Pacific region. Additionally, joint production agreements, such as those being considered between Taiwan and the United States, aim to increase output while reducing reliance on single-source suppliers, thereby creating a more resilient and adaptable defense supply chain. Another key priority, where Taiwan could play a pivotal role, is securing access to critical materials like semiconductors, which are essential for maintaining the uninterrupted production of advanced weapon systems. Taiwan's inclusion in Piper comes at a pivotal moment as the island doubles down on its national defense under President Lai Ching-te's Four Pillars of Peace Action Plan, which prioritizes military preparedness and strengthened international alliances. By participating in Piper, Taiwan demonstrates its commitment to regional security while directly countering the Chinese Communist Party's narrative that it operates in isolation. Taiwan's defense budget for 2024 has reached a record 606.8 billion New Taiwan dollars, marking a significant increase after years of stagnant military spending. During her tenure, President Tsai Ing-wen doubled defense spending, extended mandatory military service, and prioritized asymmetric warfare capabilities, such as missiles and drones. These efforts align with U.S. initiatives to bolster Taiwan's self-defense capabilities amid growing regional security challenges. Taiwan's Vice Minister of National Defense, Su Yen-pyu, represented the island at the inaugural Piper meeting in Hawaii in October. While Taiwan is not a formal member, its advisory role reflects its substantial contributions to the global defense supply chain, particularly in semiconductor technology and advanced manufacturing. Retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery emphasized Taiwan's importance, suggesting that joint weapons production between Taiwan and the United States could be a natural progression of their defense cooperation. The United States and Taiwan are already committed to jointly manufacturing weapons. Su has further advocated for Taiwan's inclusion in joint production initiatives for critical components, such as F-16 jets and drones, and has urged the United States to streamline technology transfer regulations to address bureaucratic delays hindering Taiwan's development of advanced defense systems. Taiwan's participation in Piper has both practical and symbolic significance. Practically, it highlights Taipei's growing integration into international defense cooperation frameworks and underscores its crucial role in bolstering defense industrial resilience across the region. Symbolically, it delivers a powerful message to Beijing that Taiwan will not be isolated and that the United States remains unwavering in its commitment to supporting the island. For decades, the CCP has pressured international organizations like the United Nations to exclude Taiwan. Still, Taipei's involvement in Piper signals a firm rejection of Beijing's efforts to dictate the narrative. This move reaffirms Taiwan's independence in shaping its foreign policies and underscores its determination to confront security challenges without giving in to the CCP's demands.